Lesson 2. Work.
Exercise 1. Listen.
To get down to business.
To start doing something.
OK, the job has to be done very quickly, so let's get down to business. To roll one's sleeves up.
To start doing a job even though it's difficult.
It's time to roll our sleeves up and clean this mess. It can't wait. To be on business.
To be for the purpose of doing business, not for pleasure.
Everybody thought George flew to Hawaii to relax, but actually he went on business. To work in the field.
To work outside the office, laboratory or classroom.
Joan spent years in libraries studying tribal languages, so when she was asked to go to Africa and work in the field, she accepted the offer immediately. A white-collar worker. A blue-collar worker.
A worker who does an office job. A manual worker.
A career of a white-collar worker in the office is much more popular among young people than the hard and dirty work of blue-collar workers. To be on duty. To be off duty.
To be working, not working at a particular time.
When we got to the hospital, the nurse on duty called for the doctor. To do overtime, to work overtime.
To work after the usual hours for extra pay.
Since Jane's divorce, she's been working a lot of overtime to earn some extra money. She stays at work much longer and is starting to feel very tired. To be on piecework.
To receive payment for the number of things produced.
We were on piecework, and we were paid for the number of products we made, so if you were fast, you could earn a lot of money. To be on shifts. Be on the night shift, to be on nights.
To start work as another group finishes.
Our daughter wanted to become a nurse, but the thought of working night shifts discouraged her. To be on call.
Be available at any time.
Don't worry, there is a doctor on call 24 hours a day. To fire somebody.
To dismiss somebody from employment.
I warn you, if you don't do the job by tomorrow, you will be fired and you'll have to start looking for another job. To give somebody the sack. To get the sack.
To dismiss somebody from employment.
He got the sack when they found out he'd lied about his qualifications. Now he's unemployed again. To go on the dole.
To be unemployed and receive money from the government.
When Joe lost his job last December, he went on the dole. Now he's still unemployed and he gets money from the government. To go on strike.
Stop working as a protest against something.
After the negotiations with the government had failed, the miners decided to go on strike. They stopped working and started their protest. A blackleg.
A strikebreaker.
As Smith continued to work when all his